Last fall, Milwaukee voters passed a referendum mandating paid sick leave for workers in the city. A business group convinced a judge to put the law on hold, pending a court hearing scheduled for next Monday. The working women's group 9 to 5 says the hearing will come days after 16,000 Milwaukee kids were kept out of school because of swine flu concerns. 9 to 5 Wisconsin director Amy Steer says many parents had to then face difficult choices like staying home too and possibly losing wages or making an older sibling of a sick child stay home. Steer says she's not sure how many faced that choice.
We don't have those numbers, and part of the reason we don't is because parents who chose to leave their children home alone or hold out older children don't want to self-identify. They have concerns about being identified as a bad parent.
Steer says the national figure of parents in the private sector without paid sick leave is about 50%. 9 to 5 says it wants to make sure the city of Milwaukee strongly defends the law in court, noting that Mayor Tom Barrett opposed the referendum, saying sick leave should be a national health care issue. But Annie Wacker of the AFSCME union says Barrett is ignoring the voters' wishes.
I have two quotes I'd like to share. Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right thing. And I must follow the people. Am I not their leader? By Benjamin Disraeli.
Barrett's office declined comment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.